Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Roaring Truth. And trust me, Jim Fetzer and I got plenty to roar about. I don't know anything that's gone more viral than Amazon banning Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. I mean, it's everywhere. So censorship is alive and well in this country. And as I continue to say, and as Dave McGowan learned, truth-telling is a very dangerous business. So let's bring on the birthday boy. Jim, I got to tell you, I can't believe you had the same birthday as my sister that I lost 25 years ago. I said, no wonder I get along so good with Jim.
Yeah, you believe in the stars, Maria.
Well, hey, I mean, I can't believe how many people I know that are worth something that are all born in December. You can go broke on birthday gifts.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, it was ironic. It was the day after I was on with you last that I received contact from Inside Edition claiming they wanted to do an interview. They set it up, and the next thing I knew, I was in this huge basement, obviously not a TV studio. I think it was in Langley, or possibly in Danbury, Connecticut, was the 114th Army Civilian Affairs Battalion has its headquarters. They were doing some kind of intel probe of the book. They didn't introduce me, the book, himself. He just started asking me badgering questions. Mm-hmm. Why are you attacking the families of those who lost children at Sandy Hook? And I explained to him, well, nobody died at Sandy Hook. That we have the 13 contributors, including a half a dozen PhD college professors, current or retired, and that we've been able to establish that the school had been closed by 2008. And I went on from there, and he kept asking, is that the best you got? Is that the best
right.
you got? And I point out that, you know, we had 50 photographs in Chapter 7 from furnishing the Lonza home to use it as a prop, including the Nancy Lonza bedroom suite, where you can see some blood on the bed, where allegedly Adam had shot her three times in the eye and once in the head. But it's not very much, and it's clearly not blood. It might be raspberry jam.
Right.
And then there's a wooden chest at the bottom of the bed, Maria, and it's got a form on it. In fact, we find these in many of the photographs, evaluation form, keeping track of exactly where they placed the furniture in the room. And then if you look at the left leg of the bed at the bottom, they were in such a rush, they left behind a blue moving pad. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, not just that. It was, you know, I got to tell you, Jim, I had just finished Chapter 7 in your book. I'm at the gym. I looked at all those pictures where you can see the evaluation form pretty much in every picture on how the room was staged. You can see how the room keeps changing as they continue to restage it. And don't you know, right after I finished that, I put on the TV, and they have the journalist ransacking through Farouk's supposed apartment, which is never happens, okay, where they let people into a, you know, supposed crime scene, a bunch of journalists. I'm talking about the shooting in San Bernardino. And all I could think of was the pictures in your book on Sandy Hook and how similar those rooms looked.
Fascinating, fascinating. Yes, yes. Allowing the journalists in to ransack what is supposed to be, you know, a part of a crime scene in an extended sense, I mean, it's completely outrageous. It's like after the shooting of JFK, they allowed ordinary traffic to drive through Dealey Plaza to completely destroy any forensic evidence. And, of course, the limousine was sent back to Ford Motor Company, torn down to bare metal and rebuilt on Monday, the day of the formal state funeral, which was a crime scene on wheels. that can only have been done at the with the authorization of either J. Edgar Hoover or Lyndon Johnson himself. But you're so right, Maria. And you know, they claim the bombs they found in the garage have the same trigger mechanism as was used by the Saranov brothers in Boston. But the brothers had nothing to do with it. I mean, this is a sure sign. This is total fraud, fakery.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's really outrageous.
Well, I don't know if you saw that Steven Seagal, the actor, said these are all false flags to take our guns away.
Well, good for him, because that's exactly what's going on here.
Well,
I'm
then
glad you noticed. I'm glad you...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue, Jim.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm glad you've been looking at the book because, you know, the next day, it was the day after I had this intel probe, which lasted 15, 20 minutes. Mm. He was just trying to find if he could shake me, which he could not, and
right.
How solid was our evidence, which is thorough, painstaking, mutually reinforcing. I mean, it's just irrefutable. I mean, you know, it places the whole matter beyond a reasonable doubt, meaning no alternative explanation is reasonable. And it was the next day they banned the book. And what's fascinating about that, Maria, is that the book had been approved on the 22nd of October. It had already sold nearly 500 copies in less than a month. It had about 80 reviews, which fell into two clusters. There were a whole lot of five-star reviews from people who'd actually read the book,
mm-hmm.
and a whole lot of one-star reviews from people who had not, who were clearly just shills and trolls trying to drive down the average rating. So, you know, someone sort of casually looking might think, well, this can't be significant if it's only got a 3.5 or star rating. But the fact is they committed an enormous blunder because as soon as they banned the book, and they gave me no reason, by the way, they simply said the book was being suppressed and I should check the guidelines, and they'd notify. I called them
mm-hmm.
after I got the banning, and they told me that, you know, the customer service rep said she couldn't tell what, but she was sure I'd be notified. Why? But the fact is, they were saying I violated the guidelines, which the book had satisfied when they accepted it on the 22nd.
Mm.
And if you're going to ban a book for violating the guidelines, you have to know which guidelines it violated. So how could they not tell me which guidelines it had violated if it had violated any of them? The whole thing was purely political. Turns out Jake Carney, who had been the White House press secretary, joined Amazon when he left the administration to become senior vice president. Jeff Bezos turns out to be a Bilderberger. He bought the Washington Post. This whole thing is obviously a political op. Further evidence for which is they have 20 books on Sandy Hook, Maria, but they only banned the one that had a conclusion that were different from those of the government.
Right. Well, I do want my audience to know, if they don't have the book already, that this isn't just a book written by you. There's so many experts in there, all taking it apart from different angles. And as I continued to read, you know, the fact that there were no death certificates filed. I mean, there's so many irregularities here. The fact that I think the last chapter I read was about most of the parents, supposedly those children, had had their homes given to them for free, just a couple of years before this event happened.
On Christmas Eve of 2009.
I'm like, who gets a free house? And, you know, what are the percentages? What's the mathematical possibility of that happening to so many families in one small dipshit town? You know,
how about the FBI's consolidated crime report for 2012 showing no murders in Newtown? And so where Sandy Hook is a part of Newtown, so if there were no murders in Newtown, there were no murders in Sandy Hook, which is exactly what we concluded. The FBI got it right.
Well, but I have to, you know, I do tell people, especially with the shooting in San Bernardino, which, of course, it totally eliminated the whole story on the white man who shot up Planned Parenthood the week before. That story immediately went away. That wasn't called terrorism. I don't know what else it could be called. But when I look at this, and I, you know, for witnesses at San Bernardino, first thing they say, three white men in masks.
Yeah, and they were dressed, get this, Maria, they were dressed in khaki trousers, dark jackets, and appear to have been Kraft International personnel who were involved in the Boston bombing. It was the Kraft International personnel who were wearing the black nylon backpacks, one of which at least had a white square on it. That's the backpack that exploded, rushing away, no longer wearing the backpack. An attorney, a former professor of law by the name of John Remington Graham, pointed out to me that since the footage of the brothers at the marathon showed that neither of them was wearing a backpack that was black nylon, they had kind of gray or silver backpacks. They weren't black nylon backpacks. There wasn't even probable cause for an arrest, much less an indictment or a conviction. And indeed, even in the formal indictment for the court, it said they were black nylon backpacks, which means the government's own evidence contradicted the government's case. It's absurd.
Right. Well, it sure seemed like Kraft International was on the ground in San Bernardino while those drills were going on. And I don't want people to think that I don't believe that some dead bodies were there or some people were killed, because our government has no qualms to kill how many of us as they have to get their agenda on.
This is a big difference from Sandy Hook and some of the other cases, because I do believe these three mercenaries actually did shoot a lot of people at this health care facility when they were having this party. It seems a little early in the year for a Christmas party, but, you know, they're having a party. And notice how they made it out to be at the Home for the Disabled, but it was actually at this health care facility. And others who died appeared to be the two accused who were in this vehicle. The story was there was a shootout with them in the vehicle, but the windows were rolled up.
Right.
You can't have a shootout if the windows are rolled up because you can't get your weapon out.
Right.
And they were found dead and handcuffed, Maria, handcuffed.
Of course they were. They performed a miracle, don't you know that? And they say that out of all the mass shootings in this country, this is the very first time it was more than one shooter.
Yeah.
So they kind of broke the pattern on this one.
Yeah, I think that they tried that for variation. But, you know, California is a gun-free zone. They have some of the strongest gun control laws in the country.
Right.
And it's so absurd for Barack Obama to have the White House announce that when more gun laws are passed, the terrorist attacks will stop. I mean, that's absurd. And it clearly could only be true if the objective of the terrorist attacks, which are all staged, is to promote gun control laws. And they won't need to stage anymore once they pass all the laws they want to pass.
Well, I got to tell you that once again, Kevin Barrett jumped the gun. He's the first one out with a story on this. And what I really liked was his last paragraph. You know, when these supposed terrorists have attacked Dick Cheney, George Bush, you know, all the members of PNAC, then he'll believe it's true.
I know, that's a wonderful paragraph.
But it's fabulous. That paragraph was great. And I said, you know, if these were true terrorists, they wouldn't be shooting just Joe Blow in the street, okay? They will already have to know who's created the problems in the world. You know, in Europe, when they go after a corporation or a corporate whore, they pick their targets perfectly.
Maria, get this, we even have the Craigslist ad for the extras, for the background, some speaking roles. For Santa Barbara on Wednesday, the call time was 6 a.m. on Tuesday, and that they were supposed to be casual dress, office plainclothes, police attire, food provided, busing, waiver on penalty of waivers. They have to sign a waiver that they won't talk about it on penalty of perjury. I mean, they actually ran an ad in Los Angeles to come out to be involved in this stage event at San Bernardino.
Well, what about the newscasters on MSNBC saying three actors have been caught? And they said they referred to them as actors three times in one broadcast. Now, I've never heard actors being used in place of terrorists.
Yeah, that is an interesting ambiguity, of course, because someone who acts is an actor, too, in a more general sense. But in the narrower, of course, an actor is someone who plays roles, typically professionally and paid.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's so much evidence here. It's ridiculous. And none of it adds up.
No.
The attorney for the family, who so far as I can see is legit,
Yeah, let's hope he lives.
The story doesn't add up, and she was only like 95 pounds, and for her to be wearing all this armored vest and equipment and all that is ridiculous. It's very much like Adam Lanza.
Right.
6 feet tall, 112 pounds, supposed to be wearing all this gear.
Well, I got to tell you, when I saw the attorneys first come out and speak, first of all, I was surprised by how good-looking they were. I was like, wow, whoever finds a good-looking attorney. But when he said that he compared it to Sandy Hook and a false flag, I thought, wonder if he read Jim's book.
Well, you know, I've been making efforts to get a hold of him to tell him I'd be glad to lend my support. I haven't heard back yet, but I even have a contributor to the book who's himself an attorney, and he said he'd also reach out to him to let him know that what we have is good as gold. By the way, the banning has backfired so massively, Maria. You're mentioning all of them. I've done at least 20 interviews. I mean, all
I know.
Over the place.
I've seen your stuff being posted by people that don't even post political stuff, posting about your book being banned. I mean, it went all over the internet.
Well, yeah, because we've made the PDF available for free, I now believe I'll have maybe 4 to 40 million readers. Instead of selling 4,000 books, I'll have 40 million readers.
Well, you can't buy that kind of publicity, Jim.
You can't, Maria. And I'll tell you, when Obama was hosting the president of France, and he came out and started, you know, listing his obligatory set of shooting incidents, he invariably in the past began with Sandy Hook. Here he began with the Fort Hood shooting. I haven't heard him talk about Sandy Hook since the book came out.
Well, why would he? I mean, he got to sing, what, 10 of those kids that supposedly died? They were out singing on Christmas the following year?
Yeah, but until the book came out, he was still listing it. I think he knows the jig is up and he can't talk about Sandy Hook anymore. So he's not.
Right. But, you know, it's all the same old stuff. If you remember on 9/11... they couldn't understand why the feds were there so quick, because I remember the fire chief saying, this is a crime scene. This is a crime. We need to investigate this as a crime. But the first thing they did was get rid of all the evidence.
Yeah, I know.
But they were there in advance. And second of all, did you ever hear of a place that has an active shooter drill every month? Like San Bernardino, every month they had an active shooter drill.
How ridiculous. I mean, how blatant going to get? Listen to this, too, Maria. We've now found a new publisher, a new distributor. The book is now available for those who want the bound volume. They can get it at moonrockbooks.com. And just last week, we sold over 200 copies in a week.
Good for you. Great.
And that's after putting out the PDF for free. And the beauty of it is this, the one complaint about the book was to make it reasonable. We printed all the photographs in black and white, but now with the PDF, you get all the photographs in color.
I know.
So you can now have the best of both worlds. You can have the PDF for free, and if you want a bound volume still, you can go to moonrockbooks.com and pick one up.
Well, I'm not giving up my copy, that I can tell you. And I'm going to continue reading every last word in there, because what are the chances? You know, I'm reading your book the day that the shooting in San Bernardino is happening. They're covering it 24/7 on TV. So I'm watching that on the bike at the gym. And I said, wow, maybe this one is actually real. Look at all the responders. Look at the fire trucks. Look at the ambulances. They got helicopters. But I keep watching it, and I watch the people coming out of the building. And I said, where's the haste? They come out, strolling out, looking at their phones. When I saw the SWAT team supposedly rushing to the building, they were in slow motion. I was like, nobody seems to be in a hurry here. That's already a bad scene. And I said, how long before I hear there's a drill going on? And it was like 2 hours later, there was a drill going on 10 minutes away. And now they've had time to fabricate the story about this young couple. Don't forget, not only was that woman small and supposedly carrying an arsenal on her, she had just given birth 6 months before.
I know. And the last thing a mother is going to do is sacrifice her life and leave her baby helpless and undefended.
Right, and let me tell you, I've had two kids, Jim. There's no way I could go Rambo 6 months after I gave birth.
Maria, it's just bizarre. I mean, there's no way in which a mother would do that. It's just obscene. It's like Robbie Parker coming out laughing and smiling before he notices the press, and then he stops to hyperventilate so he can talk about his daughter who allegedly died the day before, but with the presence of mind to mention her donation site.
Right, they already have donations up. I have to ask you this because I truly don't understand, Jim. I understand that these are terrible events. Some of them must be real. There must be a couple of dead people laying around. Because I know, you know, if they killed our students at Kent State, they got no problem killing any of us. But my thought is, why do they always do a fundraiser for the families? Okay, they all look like they were pretty well off. Okay, and I think about Sandy Hook, too. I mean, what is that, a payoff? I mean, I don't understand that whole let's raise money for them.
It's a benefit, Maria. Many of those donation sites went up on the 13th, the day of the rehearsal, where, as you know, we have the FEMA manual for the event.
I was stunned. I was stunned to see the FEMA manual in your book. I was stunned. I read the whole thing.
Those families. There are 26 survivor families. They've received over $27 million, over a million apiece from generous-hearted Americans.
But it seems, I mean, all right, I got to be honest with you. I haven't finished the book yet, but I will, every last word. But what I don't understand is it seems to me, I'm probably at chapter 7 or 8, it seems to me that all the parents of these kids were A-OK with not seeing their dead children's body. They just took everybody's word for it, let them get buried. I mean, am I wrong? Did they ever eventually get to see their own dead child?
Well, but of course, none of them were dead. I mean, so the whole thing was staged. I mean, that's how they faked it, you know, having the parents see the dead bodies. They didn't even let them into the school.
I mean, listen, if something happened to one of my kids and the cops say, oh, here's a picture, your son is dead. Yeah, that wouldn't cut it for me, okay? I'm Sicilian. I would have to throw my body on top of his body to make sure it was him.
Maria, you're 100% correct. Same for me. The whole idea is simply absurd. But it was a way of circumventing the fact they had no bodies. In fact, you know, we have photographs of that parking lot before the event, and there were no oil stains because it wasn't in use. Right. And we have all the photographs of the deplorable state of the school. It wasn't compliant with the Americans with Disability Act requirements. You couldn't get wheelchairs in there. But get this, from the day, that was a 28-degree Fahrenheit ground day, that the ground temperature was well below freezing. But you can't see any heat, no steam coming up from the building. That's because it was unheated. Uh-huh. You can't have children going to school in an unheated school when the temperature is 28 degrees Fahrenheit on the ground.
Exactly. You can't put police tape up on a broken window. Okay? That would be a good trick, too.
Well, of course, in Chapter 8, you know, we have 50 more photographs, including the moving vans coming in to refurbish the school to serve as the stage. We even have the nameplates for the classrooms with a sticker on it from the moving van. We have this wonderful photograph of the SWAT team already there, just above the top of the vehicle, the SWAT vehicle. You can see the four windows in a row in classroom 10 that would later be presented as shot out. We give you photographs before they're shot out, after they're shot out. You can see in this photograph they're not yet shot out. You have crime scene tape up for an event that is yet to occur, and Wayne Carver is there waiting for the arrival of this portable tent.
Now look, they had that crime scene tape up all over that San Bernardino supposed house that those people lived in. But I have to, and that didn't stop the reporters. And of course, they're going to blame it on the landlord. I wondered if he was related to Larry Silverstein. But, you know, oh, I'm just going to let everybody trot through. But while I'm looking at it, those rooms look so similar to the pictures in your book on Sandy Hook. And I'm looking, and they only have a crib, just a crib, in a room with a desk and a computer on it. And I'm like, well, where's the changing table? Where's the bureau? Where's the dresser? You know, you have a baby. You got to have a whole lot of shit to have a baby in a room, not just a crib. In an office, okay? Who puts a crib in an office with a desk and a computer? Nobody.
Well, you know? Anyone who looks at those photographs of the Lonzo home will see how bereft they are of any personal identifying. You don't have family photographs up on the wall. You don't have family artifacts. You don't have little this, knickknack,
right,
this, that, the other, all the things that show someone was actually living there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the obvious reason, no one was living there.
I totally agree. But, you know, and the more I read your book, the more I say, no wonder they kicked that book off. And no wonder you got a call, because you and I discussed that interview on our last show, where I told you, just reading it, I knew it was FBI. You couldn't miss it. That's how they talk. And reading the book, I can see why they don't want it out there. Because, like I had said, just reading the first chapter, anybody that reads the first chapter is never going to believe that story. Doesn't mean if somebody's living or dead, what does it matter? The whole story is fake. You know, yeah, they'll throw some dead bodies, like you said, with these shooters in San Bernardino. You know, and the woman, they were supposed to be in military fatigues, but she was not in military fatigues when she was handcuffed dead on the floor where they looked like they were shot in the back.
Well, I included in the book a study showing that when guns are banned, crime goes up. And, of course, the explanation is obvious. When you take guns from all the law-abiding citizens, only those who are not law-abiding citizens have guns.
And
you
the
might
cops.
As well put a sign out in front of your home saying gun-free zones, or the burglars will know they can enter with impunity because they'll be armed and you won't.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's a cute little meme that I see once in a while on social media of a sign outside one person's house pointing to his neighbor's house saying, "We're armed, my neighbor doesn't believe in guns," and it points to his house.
I love it, Maria. But they're so obsessed. They're so obsessed about this. They've even gone into people's Kindles and deleted their Kindle version of the book, Maria.
Wow, that's
and
really
Alex,
sick.
Alex Jones, InfoWar, had an article about the banning of the book, which one would think is perfect for the InfoWars theme, that there's a, you know, an information war for the control of your mind. It was up there, I gather, for 38 minutes before it was taken down. It had already 178 comments, but they were all trivial one-liners. I've been trying to figure out why they were so eager to take it down. They have discovered an even better version of the photograph I just described, with a SWAT team there and the unbroken windows and the crime scene tape up. And they had an attribution right in the article to Connecticut State Police, Maria.
Well, maybe they're Zionist masters. Somebody's paying that ticket to make him a millionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I doubt you are. You know, that's a topic that, you know, long time people have said he's never covered on a show, Zionism or the Jesuits. And I guess like anybody else that's getting rich off faking being alternative media, which is why I now call my show independent media, because I don't even want to be clumped in with the rest. You know, if you get too close to the truth, that's what happens. You can ask Jack Blood about that.
The reason I emphasize is with that attribution, it means the police knew that it was a fake, because they not only were there, but they had photographs attributed to them proving it was a fake. Because the windows are unbroken. So, you know, it's really startling. I think they've just gone into panic mode over this, Maria. I've never seen such hysteria over a book.
Well, I have seen a lot of negative stuff posted since Alex interviewed Donald Trump. That was like the death blow to a lot of his crazy fans, although I would think a lot of his crazy fans would be, you know, Trump idiots. But what do you think about Donald Trump saying that he wants all Muslims out of the country? No Muslims allowed in the country. These people don't even strike me as Muslims. The pictures I've seen have been taken apart in Photoshop. The first pictures of this man, the husband, he looked as white as could be. He was wearing his lab coat. He's an environmental scientist. And his wife is dressed in traditional India, Pakistani clothes at a party. And the next thing you know, she's in a hijab looking like a terrorist.
But I'm really fascinated by Trump because he's so totally unconventional. He's self-financing. He's not beholden to anyone. He's totally politically improper, you know, politically incorrect, and he's shaking things up, Maria.
He's shaking them up, okay.
What he's doing out there.
Did you see that the UK is starting a petition to pass legislation to ban Trump from their country and to preemptively keep him away from
That's
having
insane.
His finger on the nuclear trigger if he becomes president?
That's insane. The UK?
Yeah, think about how scary our politics look to the rest of the world. Yeah, I had that story yesterday. I forget the name of the legislation, the number they're trying to put through. But they want him banned from the UK. And some Democratic mayor in, I forget which state this morning, said he doesn't want Trump, is no longer allowed in his city.
Maria, that's just ridiculous. That shows how petrified the conventional politicians and the establishment are for a guy like him who is, from their point of view, a loose cannon.
He's a loose cannon, all right.
he makes some strong statements. I don't always agree with him, but you look at the other candidates. Who could you support among the other candidates?
None of them.
A life of crime and corruption.
Listen, my opinion on the whole GOP is they were all specifically picked to make sure that a Democrat gets elected. I see them all as stalking horses. Who's going to vote for these? They're one crazier than the next.
Well, it looks as though the strategy was, it's called a splitter strategy, that a lot of wealthy donor supporters of Jeb Bush wanted to finance a whole lot of these peripheral candidates to split up the vote so Jeb would come out looking strong. It hasn't played out that way, but they invested some $23 million in these fringe candidates that haven't gone anywhere to try to benefit Jeb. But he's such a pathetic, wimpy person, Maria.
He'd
be attracted to Jeb Bush. That's part of the benefit of Trump. He comes across as completely strong and in command.
Yeah, but unfortunately, his followers are, back in Brooklyn, we used to say, one more push, you would have been a monkey. Okay. So, there's one for we remember. One more push, you would have been a monkey. And you look at the violence and the crazy people in this country, you know, and I hate to say it, but even someone close to me who owns a business actually said, if any Muslims come in here, I'm refusing to serve them.
Well, that's, of course, all wrong in principle. But look, if you consider the narrative we have been given by our own government as to who was responsible for 9/11, the Fort Hood shooting, the Boston bombing, San Bernardino, they've created this elaborate story that has been massively reinforced by the media that Muslims were responsible. And
of
while
course.
You and I may realize these are all false stories and it's a fabricated scenario, you can understand why the public in general would be outraged here and believe anti-Muslim rhetoric is justifiable.
Listen, I know that you like Trump, and, you know, look, I got nothing personal against any of these idiots because they're all being used by the people that pull their strings. But when he said that he saw Muslims dancing at 9/11, because you know he heard that story incorrectly, and, I mean, he got slammed big time, you know, online. It was dancing Israelis. You know, why don't we ban the Israelis from this country, starting with Rahm Emanuel and his pigsty that is Chicago?
But Maria, remember, between the destruction of the South Tower and the North, they played on television footage of Palestinians rejoicing. It was extensive. They just happened to have it at hand. It wasn't contemporaneous. It was archival footage. I mean,
I remember.
Indicative of the Israeli role in 9/11.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to blame it on the Palestinians, which is as absurd as it gets. And they even had reports that the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine had taken responsibility for 9/11.
I remember that. I absolutely remember. But I also remember that, you know, out of the Israelis that were arrested, they were quietly not charged. They were sent back to Israel a couple of weeks later.
They were, it was quite a few weeks later, they were held for at least 41 days until an assistant to then Attorney General John Ashcroft directed their release. They returned to Israel. Three of them went on TV and explained they were there to document the destruction of the World Trade Center. The assistant who released them was Michael Chertoff, who'd become our second head of Homeland Security, who's a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, as was Doug Zakheim, the controller of the Pentagon, when it went missing $2.3 trillion, and, of course, most of the members of the Project for a New American Century who went into the Pentagon and helped to coordinate 9/11.
Of course. I mean, you know, and then, you know, Chertoff, as I like to call him, he made a million, you know, he made millions of dollars on those scanning machines that were installed at all the airports.
The safety of which was never even tested, Maria. They never tested to determine the safe levels of radiation being used in those machines. They've never been tested to this day.
I know. And like I said, 9/11 happened and we all got convicted. And that's the God honest truth, you know. It started in, you know, on that fateful day in 1963 and it ended in 2001. Jim, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, let's talk about something that a lot of these distractive, you know, shooting stories are taking us away from, which I think could very well be the story of our lifetime, World War III. So stay with us. Jim and I will be right back.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7 and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Three, two, one.
Okay, we're back. And sorry about that 3-2-1, Jim. I kind of missed it with you. I really should just record what we say during the breaks, too. I remember when I used to do my live show, and accidentally sometimes that would happen, and my listeners would get such a kick out of it. Dick Cheney said this morning that what Donald Trump had to say about Muslims is unconstitutional. When Darth Vader himself says something like that, you know it's getting pretty crazy out there in the clown circus.
Yeah, absolutely right, Maria. And meanwhile, we have these unbelievable events unfolding in the Middle East.
Right.
Where now the U.S. has apparently attacked a Syrian army base, fired 8 or 9 missiles into it, killed at least 3 soldiers and 14 others. I'm sorry to say, this looks to me like the first event in World War III.
I can't argue with you. I've been watching it, and right before the show, I was reading the German paper, Der Spiegel, and they were already contemplating whether Germany wants to put boots on the ground in Syria. You know, the UK's already approved it.
The Russians are mopping up ISIS. They've been taking out all these oil tankers, 150 at a time, that are transporting Syrian oil to Turkey, where the president and his son are deeply involved in graft and corruption and making big bucks off of Syrian oil. And it's just absolutely loaded for World War III. And the idea that, you know, France and Germany might contemplate participating in attacks in Syria without the approval of the Syrian government is simply outrageous. Those are acts of war all by themselves.
Well, the UK just wants to do the same thing, despite the fact that their people don't want them getting involved in war. How familiar does that sound? So it's kind of like a free-for-all, and from what I understand, Syria is like the size of the state of Maryland. So I'm like, how many bombs can they throw on one small state and not, you know, decimate it totally?
And it appears as a background issue, it has a lot to do with constructing a pipeline through Syria, either from Iran on the one hand, which the Syrians and the Russians support, but Israel and the United States oppose, are from Qatar, that would, you know, benefit the usual suspects, and that's got a whole lot to do with what's going on here. It has nothing to do with Assad's popularity with the people. The mainstream never reports. He's the elected president of Syria. They have a democracy there. The people adore Assad. It's all made up rubbish about him being so brutal. And Obama and Kerry repeat it endlessly.
Right. And, you know, I don't blame Assad for saying, you know, we don't want you in this country. We haven't asked you in this country. This is our sovereignty. But it's like they're trapped. That's the way I see it. It's like they're trapped while everybody goes and tries out their new toys of, you know, weapons of mass destruction on them.
Yeah, it's awful. Absolutely awful.
So,
the Soviet equipment is so superior. Putin, by the way, has gone silent since his attack. And that's when he's at his most dangerous, because he's fashioning a response. And I assure you, there will be a response. And it will be severe. And I'm quite sure they're figuring out exactly who is responsible for these attacks, which I'm certain, too, is the United States. Though Israel could be trying to manipulate all this to bring about a war between the U.S. and Russia, where Israel will then again seek to create the greater Israel from the Tigris-Euphrates to the Nile, Maria. I mean, you cannot underestimate the duplicity, the deceit, the deception of Israel.
And you have to ask the question, which so many people ask constantly online, in different forums, on social media, why is it ISIS has never attacked Israel?
Right.
You know, right. I mean, that's a big clue right there. And I guess they're not satisfied with sucking up all of Palestine. I guess they want the whole Middle East.
That's right.
And they want us to fight their battles. You know, when I was a kid, used to tell people, fight your own battles. But like idiots, you know, we continue to fight Israel's battles. Because people think it's the other way around. They think that Israel is our puppet. They have no idea that Israel is we are their dog. I mean, just look at even after the shooting in San Bernardino. First thing, not only do they come out with the bullshit, they want to take away our guns. But gun sales went through the roof every time one of these things happened. And they said this: they have now sold more guns for Christmas than any year before.
Yeah, that's a fascinating and another ironic consequence. Not only by banning the book, not only am I having overwhelmingly more readers, I mean by thousands of times more readers than I would have had otherwise, but when they perform these false flag attacks and talk about banning guns, especially offering such profoundly absurd propositions as that when guns are banned, terrorist attacks will
cease. That's so ridiculous. We need to be armed now more than ever before in case real terrorists ever get here.
Yeah, Obama has lost his credibility. Oli Domagard, by the way, with whom I collaborate, is an expert on assassins and assassinations, has been giving a lot of interviews about Paris and how fraudulent was the event there. And he is telling me the people are waking up that Paris has been a very educational experience for many Europeans and others who now see what's going on, these phony attacks.
Absolutely, and look how immediately they got hit with, you know, 10 times a Patriot Act, and of course they're saying it's temporary for 3 months. They gave us that same bullshit on the Patriot Act. We still can't get rid of it. You know, once they do something like that, it's in place forever. But they don't show the riots and the fighting and the protests of the Parisian people. It's like a media blackout. You know, every now and then when I do find some film from it, I absolutely post it. But, you know, listen, the only thing keeping us from a total militarized state is the fact that Americans have their weapons. And, you know, some people say, well, do you think those weapons can compare to the weapons the police or the army has? No, but they can't kill all of us. We have numbers on our side. Do you know what I mean?
Right. The estimates have it. They could bring at most 1.4 million against us. Well, it turns out that Pennsylvania alone has 1.4 million registered hunters. So, you know, if we can just take out one apiece, Maria, each of us take out one apiece, there are over 100 million armed citizens, we will prevail.
Well, you know, we're not encouraging any murders on the show today, but like you said a long time ago, and I've used it so many times, when they come for your guns, that's when you use them.
The time has come to use them. It's exactly right.
I mean, when you look at, you know, the police are using this San Bernardino thing as a justification to get their militarized vehicles and weapons back. Now you see why we need them. You know, there's so many agendas going on at the same time. Like, you have to pick and choose what was the real reason for the staged event.
Yeah, I agree completely. And there's no need for the police departments to have these militarized vehicles. Just as there's no need to send our police departments to Israel for training in brutality. We know how brutal the Israelis are in treating the Palestinians. That's how they want American police departments to treat American citizens. So you eliminate the user-friendly relationship between the local police and the civilian population. It gets completely lost and perverted.
I know. Well, look at Chicago, where they shoot kids in the back. They'll just shoot you for jaywalking. And then, you know, we're supposed to be afraid of Muslim terrorists. I'm more afraid of the police and the crazy white demon-gelical Christians in this country. You know, it's like they're on their last nerve and their last Prozac, and you don't know who's going to pay for it.
You know, that last shooting in Chicago is particularly brutal. I mean, not only is this young man simply walking away when he's shot twice, then he unloads 14 more rounds into the body on the ground. And Rahm Emanuel suppressed the video from the public until he could be reelected because he knew if it got out, he wouldn't have a prayer.
Well, now they're petitioning for him to step down. I hope that happens and that we send him back to Israel where he belongs. But, you know, they also cut 86 minutes of that video. And even though the cops said that they didn't realize they were being videoed by another camera deleting the video. And, of course, it takes you back to 9/11. You know, you're going to tell me at the Pentagon, where they probably have a camera every 12 inches, that there's no video of what happened at the Pentagon on 9/11?
Oh, it's ridiculous. And, of course, it wasn't even aerodynamically possible for the official account of a Boeing 757 barely skimming the ground at nearly 500 miles an hour to take place because of what's known as downdraft. I had an aeronautical engineer address this issue, and because of the laws of flight, that plane could not have got closer than 60 or even 80 feet to the ground, which is higher than the Pentagon is tall, Maria. Mm-hmm. It's all total rubbish, and of course there's no debris there whatsoever. Speaking of rubbish, there's no rubbish or debris from any 100-ton aircraft, no wings, no tail, no bodies, no seats, no luggage.
Right.
Not even the engines, Maria, which are virtually indestructible, were recovered
right.
from the Pentagon.
Well, the only rubbish I saw there was Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
There was some walking, talking rubbish, but if you think about it, remember what he said immediately. I was in the building when the missile hit.
Yeah.
You know, and people can YouTube that, unless YouTube has dumped that. See, it's not just Amazon dumping people's work. YouTube is doing the same because Michael Horn, who is the representative for Billy Meier, had posted on YouTube, he sent me the story yesterday, a little clip of this movie they made called Resonance, which was about some of the prophecies Billy Meier made regarding Muslim insurgency. And YouTube took it down and sent him, like, you know, one of their little threatening notes, you know. This is inappropriate material. So this is happening to a lot of people. So this is, you remember how many times, Jim, 10 years ago, were we talking about how we were moving into being exactly like pre-war Nazi Germany?
Yes.
And now here we are.
I think that's right, Maria. I think we're there. I think we are there. And, you know, the American people just haven't been paying attention. They've been careless. And they've been sold out by their representatives. Congress is bought and paid for. Israel controls most of the politicians and the big corporations the rest. And it's all completely disgusting. I mean, completely disgusting.
I agree. It's not the America I was raised in. When I hear all this hatred against Muslims, ban them out of the country, I think about how they did the same thing to the Japanese in World War II. you know, the blacks, you know, after during and after slavery. And that's not what I read on the Statue of Liberty. So maybe they should take that statue down and maybe put it up with Donald Trump's picture. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, we've become such a circus. And when I see the way the rest of the world is in fear, looking at the politics of America, who could blame them?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you can get more 9/11 truth or Kennedy truth, you know, in India than you can get in the United States. And I was thinking, you know, when I was talking to Dave McGowan before he left the planet, I said, Dave, once you're on the other side, you might actually get the answers to the Kennedy shooting and everything else. Try to channel that through to me. Put it in my dream space so I can put out the truth.
I love that, Maria.
And he was like, and he was laughing. He said, that would be the ultimate remote interview. But I look at him and, you know, what it cost him his life. His work, I honestly believe his work on the Boston bombing cost him his life. And when I saw the suppression against you, you know, I worry about you. I worry about all my cause. My friends are worried about me. Okay. But they don't understand. I can't be anybody else. Okay. This is who I am. And I can't live in fear. I'm going to do what I do till the day I die. And whichever way that happens, so be it. You know, I'll be glad to be off Planet of the Apes. But, you know, people do worry about us. And then I was looking and saw some cheap shots some people took at you on Facebook. You know, I knew. What do you say when somebody says, I knew one of the kids that was shot at Sandy Hook. I hope you burn in hell. I saw that on your birthday post. I was like, I said, oh, what a nice thing to put on a man's 75th birthday post. I hope you rot in hell.
I loved it.
So,
well, what can you say? I mean, they have their head where the sun doesn't shine. They're ignorant. They believe anything they read.
Well, it just so happened. I know, Jim, but just so happens I know that person, and I know the Zionist people that person hangs around with. Okay, she shouldn't have posted in her real name. I saw that name, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I said, because I don't want to reopen that door, because I slammed that door on my show about 15 years ago. So I'm like, I have no time for ball busters. People either want to hear what we have to say or they don't. But there's a great poster people have put up on Facebook. It said 1% controls the 99% and 98% don't care.
Well, that's right. That's very much to the point. Too many people don't care. They don't pay attention. They do no research. They accept what they're told. And then they attack or ignore anyone who tries to inform them of the facts. Their minds are made up, and they don't want to be bothered with facts. That book you have must have 500 facts that demonstrate Sandy Hook was an elaborate hoax. But they don't want to hear any of them, Maria.
Listen, I look to see in the book what might be off. So far, I haven't found anything off. I've learned more reading that book than I already knew, and more shocking things than we've even talked about on the show, like the free houses. I still can't get over that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what are the chances of that? What are the chances of the Jewish families, you know, getting some treatment different than the non-Jewish families? I mean, it's an eye-opener, but the pictures speak for themselves. You can't miss it, folks. So if you don't have the book, hold on. Let me check. I wrote it in my notes. Moonrockbooks.com. I'll put a live link here. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for your sleeping family, because I've got some of my family that might as well be in a coma, and that's just the way it happens. Don't get upset if people don't want to hear what you have to say. Move on to the people that do want to hear it. What do you think about that?
You're absolutely right.
You know, I don't want to waste my breath. I don't want to waste my breath getting involved in arguments online or other broadcasters, what they're saying, this and that. I don't give a shit, okay? So I'm doing what I know how to do with people I trust and the work I trust, and there's very few. And there you have it, Jim. You're in that small little bubble.
Well, I'm proud to be standing shoulder to shoulder with you, Maria, doing the best we can while we can still do it with the resources at our disposal to let the American people know the truth about their own history and the situation they are in, because the major media won't give them a clue. They'll have no idea if they don't consult alternative sources and do some independent investigation of their own. They'll never know. They'll have sleepwalked through history, never understanding what was going on all about them.
Right, but I'll tell you the same thing I told Dave McGowan. I said, one day in the future, people will realize that we were true heroes and true patriots. And there you go. Well, all right, Jim, thanks so much for this. I guess our next show will be Re-Remember, which people are actually using that now as a little hashtag on Facebook. I love it.
That's wonderful, Maria. I look forward to it once again, my friend.
All right, you take good care, and happy birthday again.
Thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome. Yeah. Bye. Okay, folks, there you have it, all right? Make up your own mind, but man, don't make up your mind without doing the homework. Because, you know, that's always something that my guests have always respected me for. I've never put an author on the show. I haven't read every single word that they wrote, okay? And I'm not easy to convince. But this book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, it's off the chart. And if there were dead bodies there like San Bernardino, why does that surprise anybody at this point? Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I'll see you guys on Thursday when I'm back with news of Planet of the Apes.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.